First of all, I would like to welcome all of you that you have taken out so valuable time on Saturday evening when there are many plans to go out, whole week, college is there, but Saturday evening is free and parents also will not mind you going anywhere, but you have made this choice. So I would like to offer my gratefulness to you, and also I would like to thank organizers of Cheshna Festivals who have given opportunity to me to speak on this subject. And at the last, my all gratitude will go to my spiritual master, His Holiness Radhana Swami and Srila Prabhupada, by whose grace only I'm here and I'll be attempting to speak something on this topic. So as all of you know, this is a very, very relevant topic for all young generation people. It's very catchy topics. Anybody will hear the topic, they will wonder what is it actually, you know. So, and nowadays, not many people are bothered about having good character, but still something in their heart is there, and which reflects in the movies. In the movies, when we see actors, lead actor and lead actress will be having all good qualities, and all others will be having bad qualities, and like hero will be just beating up all the villains. And we all become very happy. So why we are becoming more happy? Because we are appreciating something which is very good in that hero. And we also want to have that, but sometimes we don't have that courage to follow those principles. So I also came to Krishna consciousness when I was very young, at the age of almost 20. And when I came here, Radhanath Swami, His Holiness Radhanath Swami, he told me very, very instructive sentence. He told me that your age is such that whatever habit you will develop at this age, it will continue throughout your life. And whatever good habit you will develop, it will stay with you throughout your life and benefit you. And whatever bad habit you will develop at this, and you will encourage to develop in yourself, it will harm you throughout your life. So this age is very, very important, because at this age, everybody is very receptive. Everybody wants to know what is going on. Let me try out this, let me try out that. So it's just like if we give an example of a tree, and a fully grown tree, and we compare with the one tender plant. So what is the similarity and what is the difference? Both of them have same qualities, that they are in family of trees. But tree is such a thing that you cannot bend it. Even if you want to bend, it will take years and years, very long time for we want to make some change in the tree. But if tender plant is there, and if we want to give some direction, it will easily go. So like that. This age, teen age and young age is like that. Wherever you put yourself, you will easily go in that direction. So having right direction in the life is very, very important. Just like if a pilot takes off a plane, for example, from London, and if he wants to come to Delhi, so he has to determine that I have to go in that direction. And he has to have a right direction. Little bit, 1 or 2 degree difference in his direction will make him reach different destination. Instead of Delhi, he will reach Moscow or somewhere else. So direction in the life is very important. And what is the direction nowadays in outside world people are wanting to have? Everybody is running in the direction of earning more and more and more money. Somehow or other become rich. Somehow or other become rich very fast. Nowadays becoming rich is little on the side, but everybody wants to become rich very fast. This one is paid 1 lakh per month. This one is paid 1 crore annum, like that. So we are very attracted by that. But ultimately, the money doesn't count in life, because it said that you can buy books, but not the brains. You cannot buy brains. You can buy very nice clothes, but you cannot buy beauty. You can buy people by your money, but you cannot have friends by your money. So similarly, you can have a very good reputation, but you cannot have character by money. It is within you. And next, please. And this slide you are showing, that there are so many balloons, so there are so many colors, but it is not a color which will make the balloon fly in the air. It will be what is within the balloon which will make it go up. So that is our character. And we are seeing nowadays crime rates are ever increasing if we compare. His Holiness Radhanath Swami, he is from Chicago in USA, Chicago State. So he said that when he was very young in 1950s, they used to not lock the doors. And nobody ever locked the doors in their town. But now Chicago is a place where the crime rates are very, very high. There is very, very high rate of murder, high rates of rapes, molestation, many, many different crimes are there. So, and even in India, we can see crime rate ever increasing, terrorism increasing. So, America is a very rich country. So, it's not because of the lack of money, or it's not because of lack of some knowledge, or not because lack of some skill, that they are having this problem of increased rate in crime, but it is due to moral poverty, means lack of morality in their life. And nobody is paying attention to develop that in life. And if we see our newspapers nowadays, who are the people most famous? Some gangsters. They will be every day they will be on the front page. And every day there will be articles on how their daughter got married, where she got married, who all attended that wedding. So how people are giving importance to such things? So we need to understand. And in Bombay also, now our Bombay, previously our India was very, very famous for spirituality, our spiritual heritage. Still it is. But Bombay city, you will be shocked to know that now Bombay city is famous for something which you will never imagine. Bombay city is very famous for its nightlife. Because of the pubs at various places, in five-star hotels. Once I attended one friend's engagement in one five-star hotel, and at 11 o'clock I was coming out, and there's young people who are entering the hotel at 11, 11:30, and they would go on till 4 o'clock. And everybody wants to do that. Everybody wants to do what they feel good, and they don't want to do what they don't feel good. And the motto, that is the motto in life, and that is becoming culture nowadays. And they say if you don't feel good, if you feel too much tension, just smoke, just drink, take drugs. This is becoming our routine. So today's lecture, we are going to discuss what is our character and what are how it is influencing our lives, what are the factors influencing character development, and what are the problems in achieving that, and what are the solutions. So, by definition, character is said to be, it is aggregate of the features or certain qualities which forms the nature of a individual. And there are many quotes which are there, and one of the very important quotes I could find is that they are saying, a man's character is man's destiny. If fame is a vapor, it will just evaporate. Today is there, tomorrow it will not be there. Popularity is an accident. And riches, they take wings. They just fly off. You don't know where. And but character, that is the only thing which endures, which remains with you. The famous, here you see the famous photographer and famous scientist, that is Albert Einstein. He actually, he established the theory of law of gravity. The law of gravity is that anything goes up, comes down. But he was a very humorous scientist. He said, gravitational force is not a cause of falling in love, he said. But what he is saying about character, he is saying that people think that it is intellect, by your intellect you become a scientist, great scientist, but that's not true. It is by character you become a great person. The next person, ex-American president Mr. Roosevelt, he is telling that character in long run is a decisive factor in person's individual life as well as of the nation. So these are the famous personality, and they have gone through so many things, and they are saying like this. So now we'll see what are the features that comprise a good character. So what are the pillars of character? Trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring. Any good person, you will see all these qualities in that person. And what does it mean by trustworthiness? that person you want to put your trust in. Why? Because that person will be honest, he'll be loyal, he'll be dependable, he'll be straightforward, he'll have strong integrity in his life, so you can trust him. And a virtuous person will be always respectful to others. He will be always respectful to others and he will be humble, tolerant, gentle. And the next is a responsibility. So responsibility means accountability, reliability. And for that you need to be self-control, self-discipline. Then only you can achieve this virtues. And next is fairness. The good character person will be always open to everything. He will not be in narrow-mindedness. He will be always open-mindedness. He will not blame others ever. He will not exploit people. And last thing is caring. Such a person will be very kind. He will be very gentle, forgiving, helpful, compassionate. And apart from all this, in women, there are certain qualities which you don't find in men, and that gives a special flavor to character of a woman. Like you heard in this drama, these two wonderful skits they had performed, like qualities of chastity in the woman, qualities of kindness in the woman, quality of shyness in the woman. These qualities, when is there in the woman, women is very, very respected. But after knowing all these qualities, first we have to understand what are the factors which is influencing our character development? Because unless we understand that, we cannot acquire those virtues. So our character development, they say you will be very surprised that it starts right before your birth. It will be, nobody ever tells you that this character development starts before birth. But in our holy scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, they say that. Because Bhagavad Gita says that each and every individual has three components in his body. One is gross body, one is subtle body, and third is a soul, which is transmigrating from one body to another body. So at the time of conception, soul enters the womb of a mother. And he doesn't enter alone. He enters with his subtle body. That is mind, intelligence and ego. And his mind and intelligence will carry impressions of his previous activities in his previous lives. And then mother nurtures the child, nurtures his gross body. Gross body means your hands, your head, your legs, your trunk. All these parts are nurtured by what mother eats. And also mother is nurturing the subtle body of a child. How? Just by how she is speaking to other people, how she is exposing to what kind of environment around, what kind of things she is hearing, by that she is influencing the subtle body of the child. That's why in our Vedic culture, this mother undergoes many purificatory processes. She worships the Lord. This is recommended in Vedic culture that she should more devote time to worship of Krishna, Vishnu, Narayan, so that there is a positive influence on the subtle body, on the mind and intelligence of the child. So mother has a very, very great responsibility. And what happens after a child is born? Child is learning always from their parents, from the teachers. Whatever parents do, child is wanting to learn. Whatever kind of clothes mother will wear, the daughter will want to wear that. Whatever the way she was speaking, she will speak the same way. This we notice in our family also. If we have a small child, then they will want to speak, do the same way. She will want to wear the clothes similar way, jewelry in the similar way, like that. And but unfortunately, as Kali Yuga is progressing, there is a lot of problem in family lives. Because we are following so much Western lifestyle, there are increasing rate of divorce and it's ever increasing. People don't want to get married nowadays. Sometimes they want to have a child just being single. They don't want a botheration of a husband where they have to follow whatever he says. So because of this divorce, and so child undergoes lot of emotional deprivation. And that affects his consciousness as well as his character development, because he doesn't see many things which he would otherwise see in the childhood. And then child goes to school where he is receiving so many inputs, teachers are teaching. Nowadays we, what kind of teachers are there in the school? They just want to finish the portion. They're not just bothered about what kind of values you are having in the life. So, just for example, our devotee, one of our devotee, he was quoting that he was from IIT, and in their class, they used to have a maths, the best teacher was a maths teacher. And this maths teacher, he had a habit of smoking. And whenever he would get stuck in some problem, he would go out and everybody would understand. Now he has gone out for smoking. He will come after 5 minutes, he'll smoke and then continue to solve the problem. So what message is transmitting to his students? He is transmitting the message that whenever you are in problem, just smoke. All your problems will go away. So this is the way teachers are influencing subtle consciousness of the students. And then after we grow a little bit, there are many people who influence what you want in life. You are exposed to so many people. In Bhagavad Gita, and when you see such people, there are very deep impressions they make on you. And then you want to become like them. That is called role model. You have some role, everybody has some role model in life. And they want to become like that because they are so impressed by them. And in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna, Lord Krishna says the same thing. That yad yad acharat sreshta, tat yad evarto jana. He is telling that whatever action a great man performs, common men will follow. And whatever standards he will set in life, whole world will pursue it. And what are the great people who are influencing our lives nowadays? Initially, in some 50, 60 years back, there used to be kings in country who would have very good character. So in past, all spiritual personalities, great saints, they would very, very deeply influence people's life. But nowadays, people don't have faith in saints because also kings, politicians, people don't have faith. But in past, if we say example of Mahatma Gandhi, he influenced millions of people in our country. And if you have some person who took part in this independence fight, that person and that person will be grandfather in your family. And you would see that till last day of their life, they would not leave khadi. In such strong way, Mahatma Gandhi influenced people that time. But nowadays, what we see? Politicians, either there is some controversies going on around them, or they are involved in some corruption charges, or some scams, or scandals, or some affairs. And people are not very much impressed by that. And what are other people who influence? Some social worker, some sports stars are there, some dancers are there. Then nowadays, many women who are becoming very, very successful businessmen. So that they also become a role model. But what are the people who are maximum number of people are influenced by them? Can you tell me? Movie stars, Bollywood stars, television stars, And none of us can deny that how they are influencing. Whenever we see them doing something, every person wants to wear the similar kind of clothes. They want to keep the similar kind of hairstyle. They would like to walk that way. They would like to talk that way. There's so much influence in their life by the movie stars. In America, there was one Hollywood actor. And he would always keep a cigarette here. His lip, down the lip. And it always will be hanging, And just by seeing that, so many people, adolescents, young people, teenagers, even children, they got into the habit of the smoking. And ultimately what happened to this star, Hollywood star? He died of lip cancer and lung cancer because he used to smoke so much. So Abraham Lincoln, the very famous president of America, he tells that this is like a shadow. The reputation of a person is like a shadow. And character is a real tree. So most of the time we are wanting to follow the shadow. And we are looking towards the tree. In India, what happens? People are worshipping the movie stars. And Amitabh Bachchan, I remember that there was a person who was so crazy about him that he built a temple for him in South India. And one of our very famous, one of the most famous actress, she, you have such beautiful ditties here, Radha Gopinath, Gaur Nitai, Gopalji, and we dress them, as you see, we dress them with very wonderful, beautiful clothes. And when they are worn, so all devotees keep the maha. Because whatever deities have worn, it is very auspicious. So they want to keep it and they buy also sometimes and pay high price for that. So once this actress, she acted in a movie where she wore excellent jewelries and excellent dresses. Dresses means heavy dresses which would sometimes weigh 5 kilos, 10 kilos, 15 kilos. And then there was an auction of such things. Of all the jewelry and all the dresses, I guess you have come to know who is the heroine I'm talking about. And people gave anything, any amount to get that piece of cloth or piece of jewelry which this heroine had worn. So my point of saying is this tendency to worship somebody is already there, but the object is wrong. And what happens about television? People are so addicted. In America, once so many things happened, but once cable went off and people became crazy, they didn't know what to do in life, you know. And the statistics in United States, they say that when a child reaches age of 18, by the time he has reached of 18, the number of hours he has spent in the schools is less than number of hours he has watched television. So imagine what kind of influence he will have by television. And the statistics say that every child of 18 years in America has already seen 200,000, means 2 lakh scenes of violence on television, and 9,000 murders by the age of 18. And 1,000 sexual passionate scenes. And what happens when you see it, when you watch, then you think about it. When you watch something, you think about it. And when you keep watching, you keep thinking about it, you keep thinking about it. And then what happens? Then you want to do. You see so many things in the television. You keep seeing and then you want to have it. And most of the time, what are the stories? Most of the time, love stories or some affair. It may be pre-marital affair or it will be my extramarital affair. And people are watching it constantly and then they want to do it. And how it affected the India, unfortunately, or fortunately, we don't have statistics. But in United States, they say that every year, 8 million teenagers, they have sexually transmitted diseases because of influence on television. And before the age of 20 years, 30% of the teenager girls has already become pregnant. Whether they become mother or no, that is a secondary issue. But they have such strong influence, they see so many things and then you want to do it. But this was not the case in India 50-60 years back. What used to happen in our ancient India, that is 50-60 years back, even Prabhupada when he was there, people in families would go to different places where they will be talking about, just like you saw the pastimes of the Lord just now, Ramayana, Mahabharata, people will be speaking from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the young people hear about it. When a boy hears about the character of Lord Ram, then it makes such a deep impression on his heart and he wants to become like that. When a girl hears about Mother Sita, great ladies in our scriptures, Mother Sita, Queen Kunti, Draupadi, Devahuti, Aditi, such great women in our ancient India. When they hear about their character, they wanted to become like that. So ultimately, what you are hearing and what you are watching, that's what will decide what is a role model in your life. And after getting exposed to so many things, what ultimately what matters, what decision you make in life, like which person you want to become in life, what is your choice, that is very important. It is said that character is what a man chooses to do when choice is very difficult. So, and this choice, if you don't make right choice, you are taking a very, very serious chance with your life. And if you make right choice, it will benefit you in future, and not only you, but it will benefit people around you. Every person, whoever is there in our society, is influencing people around, society around, and ultimately community, nation, and worldwide. So whatever character we develop, we are going to influence at a level of family, at a level of community, at the level of nation, world. And the woman in the house plays very, very important role. As Radhanani Mataji was telling, that woman, if she is having good character, she can make the house. Even though so many problems will be there in the house, but somehow she will keep everybody together and everybody can live happily. But if woman doesn't have good character, strong character, then she will be the cause of dispersing everybody and cause of suffering in the house. So very, very important for all of us. And sometimes we know all these things, you know, from childhood we have heard so many things, but we don't have that strength to follow it. Usually people have poor character not because they don't want to do, but they don't have that courage to follow these principles, because they will think what this person will say, what my friend will say about me, what that person will say about me. So in childhood, I used to hear this small story, that there was a person who had a son and he was having a baby horse. And this person was going to sell this baby horse in a fair. And they were going from one village, their village, to the town. And they were walking. So they were carrying their own baggage, and son was walking, baby horse was walking. You said tattu, huh? Baby horse is called tattu. So this person was also walking. So they were walking, and then there were so many people, they were coming to know on the way, and they were meeting so many people on the way. So somebody said, just look at this person, such foolish person, if they have baby horse, they are carrying so much baggage, so much burden they are carrying. Why don't they just put on this baby horse? So they thought, okay, that person is selling, I'll put. So they put the saman on the horse. Then after some distance they pass, another person commented, look at this person, he has no mercy for this small child. He's making him walk such a long distance, and he has this horse and he's not making him sit on that. So he put himself, his son on this horse. And after some time, somebody commented, look at this person, his son is enjoying, all the burden is on this horse, but this fellow is unnecessary, he's a foolish person, you know. He's very foolish, he's walking. So now what happened? All the luggage is on the horse, son is on the horse, and father also sat down on the horse. And then they were going. After some time, what happened? Some person came. Look at this cruel person. So cruel. He has no mercy on this baby horse. Such a sweet, small baby horse. So sweet. Just look at him. And all of them are sitting on there. And then they got down. So this will happen when we will hear to so many people. Because somewhere, some people, somebody will always comment on what you are doing. This is good. That is not good. But ultimately, it is your choice. You have to know the right thing and you have to continue to do it. So you have to be determined in achieving your goal. So, what are the steps which we can follow in order to develop a good character? You can go next. So, this is the 4 D's. In order to develop a good character, we can follow these 4 D's. Discrimination, discipline, then comes determination and devotion. So first thing we will take, discrimination. Discrimination means to think what is good for me, what is bad for me, what is reality, whether it is really true. This is a very, very special prerogative of the human civilization, that they've got this tendency to analyze. In school also we are taught that don't just accept anything. First think. Why? What? So whatever thing you want to do in life, first you have to analyze whether this is good for me, whether this is bad for me, whether it is really true. It will really happen like that if I do like that. Regarding this, the story of the one donkey is there. He was having a chat with another his donkey friend. And this donkey, he was working very, very hard. And his master, Dhobi, used to really make him work hard from day, morning to evening. Very hard. And other fellow was not working so hard. He was not under any Dhobi. And he used to just roam around and just be happy, you know. So one day this friend asked him, why are you working so hard? Just come with me. We just enjoy a little bit grass you need. That's all. Then why are you working so hard for that? He said, no, you don't know. I will tell you the secret. Every day this Dhobi is telling, almost every day, not every day, then twice or thrice in a week, so he's definitely telling his daughter, if you don't behave properly, I'll make you marry to this donkey. So, and then donkey is having a big hope that one day she will not behave properly and one day her father will become so fed up of telling her again and again that he will marry her to me. But is this reality? Will it ever happen in his own life? Unless he changes his body and comes as another boy, then it's a different thing. But by that time this girl would become old age. So like that we have to think, what is reality? How it is going to affect me? If you just come out of the house, go to railway station, just stand on railway station, and there will be so many billboards promising you, do this and you will get this. Go to this, use this cosmetic and you will get this result. Do this and you will get this. Wear this kind of clothes and all boys will look at you. Like that. So, but is it a reality? You have to think about it. And that is called discrimination. The next thing is a discipline. Discipline means to do whatever is good, favorable in achieving your goal and whatever is not favorable in achieving your goal. Discipline is very much required. I remember in my school days, when I used to get up early in the morning, the 7 o'clock school, you have to at latest get up by 6 o'clock. And every time I used to go to get up in the morning, I didn't want to get up early in the morning. And I was always having hope that, wow, college people are so much enjoying, you know, they can go aram se late to the college. And then when I came to college, same thing. 7:15, first lecture. And I have to go from Borivali. So I have to catch 6:15 train. Then only I reach in time. In morning I will not get rickshaw, so I have to walk another 15 minutes. Like that. And then I was thinking that maybe now college, I never liked that discipline, you know. Maybe the college will get over and when I will work, I will go at my own time, at my own leisure. But somehow I got such a profession where sometimes I have to go in the night. At 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, sometimes I have to keep awake whole night. When this July bomb blast happened, I was awake because in our hospital so many patients came. So I was awake like whole night and 6 o'clock in the morning I went home. So nobody likes discipline, basically. Just imagine in the college, a person decides that today I will go at my own time as I feel like. Nobody wants to follow discipline. They want to do as if whatever they feel good and they want to do that. So that person decides that today I feel like to go to college 7 o'clock. So I'll go to 7 o'clock. Then next day I don't feel like to get up so early. So I'll go next day 10 o'clock. Then next day I'll go 12 o'clock. And then I'll come out also at my own time. So what will happen? Will he ever achieve his degree? Will she ever achieve his degree? No. Because not following certain protocols in life. So, as it is said, this wonderful quote is there that discipline is a bridge between goal and accomplishment. Wherever you want to, whatever you want to achieve in life, discipline has to be there. This photo you are seeing is a photo of a very expert Olympic champion gymnastic girl. So she said that I had such discipline from time to time I had discipline. And then I became Olympic champion. And from age of 9 years, because my diet was so strict, I never ate ice cream. Till this date, for so many years, she didn't eat ice cream. Because she was so disciplined in achieving her goal. In Navy also, if you go to see, many, many rules and regulations will be there. But ultimately, what they achieve? They achieve respect of the people. Wherever some military person will go, people will respect him. People will recognize him that this person is sacrificing his life for the nation. So nothing is, you cannot achieve anything in life without discipline. And Srimad Bhagavatam, what is the discipline, basic discipline for a human being in order to become a good human being? This is told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Unfortunately, it is not taught in our schools or colleges. There are four principles which are not allowed. No intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no meat eating. Why these no's? Why Srimad Bhagavatam is telling that don't do this, don't do this, don't do that in order to become a good human being? Because if you are eating meat, that means you are not kind and compassionate to the innocent animals whom you are killing. Just for the taste of your tongue, you are killing and slaughtering those animals. Next is intoxication. What happens when person is intoxicated? What happens when drunkard is going on the road? Even if he falls in the gutter, he will not come to know. And if the same person is not drunk, what will happen? He will not ever dare to go near that gutter. So, when you are intoxicated, you lose this discrimination sense, that what is good, what is bad. You are in so much illusion, you are so much bewilderment, you cannot make right decision in life. So this is, one has to refrain from intoxication. Then next is no gambling. Why no gambling? Because when you gamble, it only will stimulate it will put on the fan of greed in your heart. Because today I won, so next time I should try. Today I won this much, next time I should try. He'll go fifth time, sixth times, and tenth time what will happen? Whatever he won for so many times, he will lose in one time. But he will have this hope and greed that by this I will get more, more, more. So if a person is greedy, he cannot have good character. So this is also one has to refrain from that. And last is no illicit sex. Why? Because as we said that a good character, virtuous person is always responsible. And you cannot be responsible if you are not self-controlled. If you are not no illicit sex means you control your senses. You have a relationship only in certain limits in your life. So these are the, Srimad Bhagavatam says that whoever wants to become leader in society should refrain from all these four activities. And all of us, each and every individual sitting in this hall, is a leader in the society. You may not become Sonia Gandhi, or you may not become Indira Gandhi, or you may not become some influential businesswoman. But you are influencing, you are leading your family in your life, you are leading the lives of your children, you are leading lives of your so many people around you, your family members. So it's very, very important for you to have a character. Next, third D is determination. Determination means pursuance, integrity. Means that I will not give it up under whatever situation it may come. Usually, anything we hear good, we want to follow for some days and then we become lazy. If a person is very fat and is really, he sees a thin person, it becomes motivated. From today, I am going to diet, exercise, everything. And after some time, after some days, what happens? Everything fizzles out. Total fuss. So not achieve, will not, that such a person will not achieve the goal. What is the goal set? So when, in order to develop a good character, we want to continue with the determination, what is the obstacle? Native Americans say that every person's consciousness has two dogs. What is the function of a dog? Always barking. Always they are hungry and they are barking and they want food. So they say that there is a good dog in our consciousness and there is a bad dog in our consciousness. So what is this good dog and bad dog? So good dog is compared to a higher nature in ourselves, and a bad dog in ourselves is our lower nature. When we want to indulge in some immoral activities, in some sinful activities, that means that our bad dog is barking. And when higher nature means, sometimes we like to go to temple, sometimes we like to be with good people, being kind, being generous, being forgiving. So that time, this bad, good dog is barking in your heart. So ultimately, who is strong will control you. If the good dog is strong, he will control you. If the bad dog is strong, he will control you. Isn't it? And what will depend on who is stronger? Whom you are feeding the most? If you are feeding bad dog, then those vices will come in you. It will become very prominent in you. And if you are starving the bad dog and you are feeding only good dog, then your virtuous nature will become very prominent in you. So, with this understanding, we have to go on with determination. And when we want to do it, it becomes very, very easy when we have a company of or association of similar kind of people. If a person is an alcohol addict, if he is a drug addict, and if he keeps meeting his alcoholic friends, or if he keeps meeting his drug addict friends, will he ever be able to leave this addiction? Never. So first step is, he has to associate with those people who don't have these habits. And then next things will follow. Gradually he will be able to give up the addiction. So similarly, if we want to develop this godly nature, if we want to make this godly nature in ourselves become very prominent in our life, then we have to associate with those people who have a good character, who have a godly nature. Then slowly, 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 we will also get the strength. And we will also get the courage to continue to do it. We will see that this is so many people are doing. Let me also continue. And one day, result will come like that. And you may have like this, you may develop so many virtues. But all your virtue in your character is incomplete unless you are connected to the Almighty God. So, what is this now? Because, as we said, that whatever you associate with, you will become like that person. If you constantly are hearing or be in touch with Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, then because God is called all good in whichever religion you go to Islamic religion, you go to Christian religion, you see in our Indian Vedic history, God is always described as all good. And when, what will happen when you will associate with this all good? You will also gain certain qualities. And that is why a very famous bona fide Acharya, Rupa Goswami, he has said that when a person becomes a pure devotee of Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, then that person automatically develops good qualities, good virtues of all the demigods. It becomes very easy for him to develop this kind of good character. Otherwise, very, very difficult. And such a pure devotee in our, in amongst us is Srila Prabhupada. He is a person who is DTU. Then you enter the temple, you see DT on the left side. He is AC Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. So he was such a pure devotee. And he changed lives of many, many people. At the age of 70 years, he left India and he went to United States, where people don't know anything about Krishna. And what kind of people he met there? He met people over there who were addicted to illicit sex, who didn't have very clear goal in their lives. Those people were addicted to drugs, various kinds of drugs, intoxication. And they were having very, very bad habits. into, they were totally misdirected youth. But when Prabhupada went there and he taught them about the devotional service, he converted all these people into pure Vaishnavas. All these people changed totally. It is a very miraculous thing. Sometimes people say that this Baba is good, that Baba is good. He gives you some ashes. And real miracle, this person walks on the water. Real miracle, very powerful person. But Prabhupada, he changed lives of people. Without any drugs, without using any chemicals, without taking help of the doctors. All his disciples, he made them pure Vaishnavas, leaving all the bad habits. And still, even after he left this planet, and that it is still going, that process is still going very strong. Recently, I just read incidents which happened abroad, that there was one criminal who was just trying to flee. He was running. And he saw, if you have seen Hare Krishna people around somewhere, they usually go in Sankirtan. They go on the roads in very big group and they chant Hare Krishna mantra. So in United States, there was some group of devotees which were going. And this criminal thought that it is best to just hide amongst these people. And there was an inspector who was chasing him like anything. And when he saw this group, he thought that this person will never be in this group, you know. So he didn't see it. And then this person, criminal, he came to temple with everybody. And he started staying in temple. And he his life was fully changed. And after some time, this is the month of November, December, at the end of the year, in ISKCON, we have a book marathon. So we do a lot of book distributions. Everybody, we try to convince people that please read this book, please take this Bhagavad Gita. So this person was doing that and he was distributing the book on the road. And now he's looking totally different person because he's shaved his beard, he's totally different hairstyle, only one shikha behind. So this inspector was going through and suddenly looked at his face. And he remembered, this is the same person. But he didn't pay any attention. He just looked at him. And this person who was criminal in the past, he also looked at him. This is the inspector. But they both looked at each other, but not much went ahead. And the inspector left. So after this person finished his job of book distribution, he came back to temple. And he told his other fellow devotees that like this has happened. I had perform this crime and this inspector has seen me now, but he didn't say anything and he just went away. So this devotee said that you should just surrender and go through whatever punishment you have to go through, because as a devotee we cannot go against the rules of our country. So this person, he went to police station, he surrendered himself and there was a case suit on him. And then there was a hearing in the court. So what happened, what kind of crime he performed. And then judge asked him, what are you doing now? So he told his whole morning to evening what he is doing. He gets up early in the morning, he takes a bath, he takes a mangalati, sometimes he is worshipping deity. Then he studies holy scriptures. Then he goes and associate with other holy people. Then he goes and tries to preach to other people to take up this process of devotional service. And like this, his whole day is going. So when judge heard this, he said that if whatever kind of punishment we give you worse punishment in the jail, but we cannot change your character. And he gave just for token some punishment, just for the sake of giving punishment. It was much smaller than what the actual punishment will be for that crime. And he said, you are free, you go back to temple and continue. So, my point of saying is that this person was criminal and this process of devotional service changed the character and whole life of the person. And Prabhupada did this with the help of two things. The chanting of holy name, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and holy scriptures. These were his two weapons. And what is this mantra? What is this mantra meditation? Nobody told us. my father never told me, never he does that, I have never seen him doing this, what is this mantra? So there is a scientific meaning to mantra meditation. What is the scientific meaning of this mantra? In Sanskrit, the meaning of mantra is man means our mind and tra means to make it free of suffering. Mantra means the thing which is making your mind free of suffering. And Hare Krishna is called Mahamantra in Kali Santara Upanishads and many other scriptures in our Vedas. They describe that this Hare Krishna mantra is Mahamantra. Why Maha? Why greatest? Because it has very very strong influence on the person who chants. And it is like intravenous medicines. When if you are sick and if you got mild kind of infection, then doctor will give you some medicine and he will say, take this for 5 days, you got this dysentery, and take this for 5 days and just go and you will be alright. And you take tablets and you are alright after 5 days. But what happens if your infection is very 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 strong, very very deep? What happens if you are not able to eat anything? What happens if you are not, you are just passing stool, urine? You will be dehydrated. An infection is very very severe. So that time what doctor will tell? Now you don't go home, get admitted, I will take you IV line, I will give you intravenous drugs which will act very fast. And this intravenous drug will really act very fast, in 2 days you will be alright. But if in that condition, if you try to take the pills for 5 days, not much difference, your condition will be worse. So this our scripture say this Hare Krishna mantra is like intravenous medicine, acts very fast on all our vices. Our scripture say that we have 6 kind of anathas: lust, envy, greed, illusion, etc. So when we chant this Hare Krishna mantra, and when we, these anarthas are there, they are always cause of our suffering. And we chant this mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, slowly all these anarthas will leave us, and what will remain? Only good part will remain. It will not take out the good part from you. So only good dog will remain in your heart. The bad dog will go away. And our holy scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, they are our road map. If you are traveling in a car, you are alone, and what you follow then? You have some map. If you go in USA, like India, you have so many people on the road. Every step you can stop and ask people, where is this? If you have some address, you don't know this address. And you ask the address. But if you are traveling in America or some European countries, there you don't find people on the roads. And if you are on the road, then in the car you will be the only alone person, and whom you will ask. So that time there will be a road map. And if you just follow that road map properly, then you will reach the right destination where you want to reach. And what is Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita is a road map for human civilization. So Bhagavad Gita is telling that if you contemplate on any sense object, if you keep seeing that object, what will happen? Ultimately, you develop attachment for that object. And when you develop attachment for that object, lust will develop. You want to have that. And if your desire is not fulfilled, then what will happen? Anger will come. It will give rise to anger. And if in the anger, in the moment of anger, what happens? Most of us have experienced. You forget everything. What is good? What is bad? You are totally in stage of bewilderment. And when you are come in such a stage, you will perform so many activities which are not actually good for you. So Bhagavad Gita is a road map, and it is telling you how you can lead a good, pure life, and how you can have harmony amongst your body, mind, and soul. You live with harmony. So today our take home message is that just watch your thoughts, because whatever you are thinking, ultimately it will become your words. Watch your words, because it will become your habits. And watch your habits, because it will become your character. And watch your character, because it will become culture. So all of you are very young, you have many, many choices open in a life, and so many people will be undergoing a lot of education, you will acquire so many skills in future. But it is our character ultimately which will determine how effectively you are using your skill and your knowledge. So if you have a good and strong character, then it will give a very strong foundation in a life, in your life, and on that very, very giant structures you can build. And then those structures will last for a long time. So if you have pure heart and pure mind, then you can achieve many things in life for yourself, achieve benefits for yourself, achieve benefits for your family, community, nation, and almost worldwide. So this was our message today, and thank you very much. I hope it has made some sense in presenting, and you understood some points how character is affecting our lives. And if there is some queries, then we can answer or we can start kirtan.
Can someone put on the lights? So the surgery is over. Maybe we are coming out of the anesthesia. Anybody has any questions? Like every time we announce, you can maybe write.